BOE back in session. Start off with BOE 353.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Now a good time?
Yes. Hold on one second, David, okay?
Sure.
David, you there?
I am.
Okay.
All right. Let me see if I can clarify a couple things here real quick. You've got both valuation and classification. Is it basically just classification because valuation is affected or your tax bill is affected? Or do you feel that the appraised value is too high?
I think the classification.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple questions. With respect to this property, do you guys own any other property in Taney County that you put into a rental program?
Yes.
Okay. You all own you weren't on the docket with us earlier, were you?
No.
Okay. All right. So what other properties do you have besides this one?
The addresses?
Well, let me ask you this question. Are those other properties, this property is used for nightly rental, is that correct?
Correct.
And you've got some other properties that are already being assessed as commercial and you're looking to get a mixed-use classification on this one?
Correct.
Okay. Can you verify those?
Yeah, he just had two.
All right, so you're choosing, of those, you already kind of know what we're doing on these, on the nightly rental.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so you're just, with respect to valuation, you want to withdraw that part and we can make a motion on the classification part of it. Is that what you're looking for?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, as you know, what we've been doing is 25% commercial, 75% residential on the first one.
Yes,
and any other properties that are placed in a nightly rental program in Taney County, then they would be 100% commercial if owned by the same people. Or LLCs, things like that. So with respect to BOE 353, I would make a motion that we classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
There's been a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Based on the taxpayer's withdrawal of the valuation claim on this, I think that should dispose of it. You'll get a decision within a few days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. I think there's one more of these that we can call right now besides the ones that we forwarded. I think BOE 379 is also... Daryl and Gloria Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, can you verify they don't own anything else? And I'll give them a call.
Just the one.
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Well, it's a great time. Do you mind if I put you on speaker?
Sure. Go ahead.
My phone saw it as a spam and won't let me answer you for some reason.
Okay, no problem. I wanted to ask you a couple questions on this. Is this the only property you all own in Taney County?
Yes, it is.
And you put it into a nightly rental program on occasion?
Yes.
Okay. You're probably familiar with what we're doing, but we've been doing, if you just have one property in Taney County that you put in nightly rental, we've been giving a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any subsequent property which you obtain that you're using in a nightly rental program would be 100% commercial. So you're just asking in this particular case to change the classification to that mixed use?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
David.
David. Yes, actually I had a call with you folks last year because I wasn't, the year before that I didn't know I had to call, and so my taxes went way up, and so I went through this process with you, and I think it was very similar last year, was it not, 25-75, if I remember?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing we've been doing with everyone since about 21, so.
Okay.
And is classification the only thing?
Yes.
Okay, on this one. As to BOE 379, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. You'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning Taney County.
Okay, one quick question. Did
sure.
You say, and I have no plans to do this, but if we did buy another property, that property would be 100%, but this one would still be 75-25, or do they both go to 100?
We actually allow you to pick which one you want. We do the 25, right. In other words, 25-75, and that's assuming you put them both in nightly rental programs. If you don't, if one of them is used for, say, long-term, month-to-month, or yearly, something like that, then this doesn't apply. They're residential, okay?
And the other question I had is, frankly, I was lucky. I got the car this year, and I thought, okay, that should be fine because I went through this last year. But just for clarification, I have a call, and the guy said, no, you need to do this every 2 years, and I thought he said odd year, so I will need to keep calling you every odd year when I get one of these cards to re-verify. Is that correct, David?
Okay, we're the Board of Adjustments, so we can only see what comes in front of us, so that will be up to the new assessor as to whether they're going to redo these every year or not. And so I don't, you'll just have to watch your mail. Yes, every odd year is the assessment year, so and even in an even year, if you change what you're doing with the property, you can, of course, contact the assessor's office and get that changed. But the assessment, yes, assessments are only every odd year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We were trying to remember both BOE 23 and 24, what the issue was there and why we tabled those. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to talk to you about that. So he was concerned about his value. His value is correct. The people who did not put theirs in because they were lower should not have been lower. That was part of the thing that Ulrich was supposed to do the recalc, and it didn't do it right.
Okay.
But he is at the correct one, and in 26, the whole system should be up the way it should be. So
which one is the correct one?
Is that both on 23 and 24, or is that, I mean,
23 and 24. Yeah.
Okay, are they the same?
The valuation is supposed to be the same for everybody.
Are the 23 and 24 the same people or different?
I don't know.
I think they're different people.
They're different.
Okay. But were they both making the same? Hey, making there, one of them I know was saying the one across the way is mirror image of mine.
Right, and it should, his should be the higher amount, but.
Okay. So was this
the other one? Hang on, where's the other one? Brant's.
Are you saying that it was missed by the system or missed by something else?
The system. You know, when we were trying to fix all the stuff that was written behind the line, he didn't get that calculated incorrectly, so. We brought up the 30%, but some people still got caught.
So the one that he's pointed to didn't have the 30% taken. It had the 30% taken out.
Right.
Okay.
He had the 30%. Everybody was supposed to have that added in, but also the reason you're seeing the discrepancy is the neighborhood rate didn't go through all the way on everybody. And the ones you saw that said 125 versus or 1125 versus 71 or whatever it was. That's why, because the neighborhood rate was didn't calculate all the way through for the whole subdivision. So the only people who complained are the ones that say the 1125 or 125, and ones who didn't are the ones who, of course, their neighborhood was wrong, but that's going to be fixed.
The taxpayers, I can hear this now, the taxpayers are going to say, well, great, the system messed up, but I still should be at the lower rate until next year when you even it up with everybody.
Can I say something?
Sure.
You did that too. You have already done that on, this was a couple years ago, but you had a lady where we had her value, there were four people near her on Lakeshore Drive, and for some reason we missed
somebody
four
got
properties,
missed.
Remember?
Yeah.
And you said, okay, well, we're going to lower you because you caught it and keep it there for just this, and then when the next valuation came through, then it got changed. But
so you're saying
so it's
be
fair. It's fair that you, because it would be consistent with what you've done in the past.
Yep. Is to keep him at a 70 in this case, or keep him at the 125?
Well, if he's at 125, you would put him at the 71, if that's what. But I don't know that he is.
Okay, well, I guess I'm wondering, the other question I would wonder, I mean, if...
We have to look at Beacon.
How many of these did get caught and did go up versus how many didn't? Do we have an idea in the Vineyards area? How many? Okay.
For the reasons that you know.
We've had a lot of valuations, or classifications, I'm sorry, from Vineyards. And I think this other one we just moved because it was we weren't sure on the value yet, the second one.
Okay, well, one of these is at 222, and one of these is at...
If we look at Beacon and look at the price per square foot structure around all of them, that should give you an idea. So if the guy is saying, the guy across the hall is at this one, then if I were you, I would say, let's go with what the same as the other guy.
Can you pull
until
up,
this, it's cleared up.
Can you pull up the map and show us if they're both in the same original side structure or if one of them is over in the newer section?
Okay. Guys, if it's okay with you while we're talking about this, I'm not going to recess. I'm just going to go take a break for a second while you're still – you guys talk through it and get the other ones up there, and then I'll be back.
So does that make sense, Jennifer?
Is that Jennifer over there? Can she hit price per square foot?
What do you say?
Structure.
Terrence. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but – There's a section that goes this way, and there's a section that goes this way that's newer, and I want to see if they're both in the same line.
I see what you're
saying. So you've got 3005 and you've got 3103. I just want to see if 3103 is in the same.
She still needs to click price per square foot structure.
Sure, but one thing at a time. Yes.
Okay.
You're trying to find
them. The first one we were talking about, BOE23.
So 3103 is in the original. Or is that where the pool is?
I'm sorry, what was that said? The structure and land.
Structure.
So those are pretty close.
So those are equal then.
Okay, can you zoom back out for just a minute?
So that's on south.
I want to see the road going up into them, so I know where.
So the other one's up there on the other section.
I know. I need to see the main road, like where it's coming off of
365.
So I know which one I'm looking at, if we're upside down or if we're.
Gotcha.
There's 265. So 365 must be there.
I know we're giving you all kinds of
I know. I'm trying to get the street.
Okay, so the original.
So you can see it.
Yeah, bring it down. Okay.
There we go.
So there's a clubhouse. That helps.
Right up here?
I think
that's
so.
A church.
Never mind. That's the church.
That's a church.
Some people call it the clubhouse.
Yeah. Okay, so the original structures are the one that are the farthest to the right, straight down. So those. So that's where the 3005 is, correct?
3005 is over here.
Okay.
And then the other one's down below?
Right here. I don't know.
Yeah.